You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria is the first state in Australia to introduce treaty legislation for its Aboriginal people. It passed the treaty bill a year ago to start formal negotiations to reach a deal. The state's Indigenous Affairs Minister Gavin Jennings told SBS News it is a challenging process.
There are some people who are yet to be convinced within the Aboriginal community that benefits could be derived for the community to overcome 200 years of what they see as very, very unjust outcomes. People are actually anxious about how far their aspirations may be reached. So there's a tentative engagement by many members of the Aboriginal community.
The Victorian government says the treaty would help to improve the lives of Aboriginal Victorians. It's also a chance for reconciliation and to recognise people's pain. Victoria's Treaty Advancement Commissioner is Jill Gallagher.
The biggest challenge is bringing everyone along with us. You know, you've got people who probably have a different point of view, and that's fine, that's okay. That's what it's all about, as long as everyone gets an opportunity to be heard.
She's told NITV's The Point the purpose of the treaty is to recognise the Aboriginal community as the original people of the land. Lawyer Michael Mansell also told The Point a treaty commission would ensure the deal works. He hopes the nation is mature enough to possibly establish a national treaty in the future.
There would have to be a land settlement. If you're going to have a treaty with the people who are dispossessed, you've got to give land back. So identify the lands, perhaps Crown lands. All unalienated Crown lands or vacant Crown lands be handed back to Aboriginal people. Second thing it would do would be a share of power. Now, is that through designated seats or is it through giving local government authority to discrete Aboriginal groups? It's a debate. The third component you would expect is a guaranteed resource or a revenue base.
Minister Jennings agrees land justice, health outcomes, education, employment, cultural heritage and language protection are all areas open for discussion in Victoria. He admits there could be more than one or even dozens of treaties negotiated, but he's not sure if other states will follow Victoria and establish their own.
We haven't been overwhelmed by requests from other states. In fact, that doesn't mean that we will turn a blind eye to anybody who is actually wanting to learn from our experience or share their own experience that we can learn from. Recently I met with the incoming Federal Indigenous Affairs Minister, Ken White, and we talked about the way in which we could try to perhaps find a new level of collaboration across the country. He made it very clear that this was not a priority for the federal government.
Minister Jennings says his conversations with the federal government have been productive but unsurprising. Ken Wyatt told NITV Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander agreements are taking place across Australia.
What we've seen here in WA is the Noongar Land Agreement, which in effect is a treaty. Victoria is doing some front-end work. So I think we will see this evolve. It would be harder for the Commonwealth because under the Constitution there are certain responsibilities that sit with the Commonwealth, but the majority sit with states and territories.
The next step for Victoria will be setting up an independent arbiter known as the Treaty Negotiating Authority to mediate the deal. Voting will take place later in the year for the First Peoples Assembly, which is an elected voice for Indigenous people. The Assembly will develop a framework for future treaty negotiations. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.